Thank you, Dr. Grosso. Our next item on the agenda is the report from the Executive Committee.
On May 22nd, the Executive Committee, the Faculty Organization Chairs, and Chairs of the Welfare Systems Affairs and Rights and Responsibilities Committees met for a day-long retreat to discuss the agenda for this year's Senate and to hear reports from campus representatives. This was the second time that this retreat has been held, and it was a very productive gathering. Six major agenda items for this academic year that emerged from the meeting are addressing some ongoing issues of advising, retention, and student services on the campuses, seeking ways to improve communication between the Senate, the faculty, the staff, and the Palmetto College administration, the formation of an ad hoc committee to work on a Palmetto College newsletter, establishing a tenure and promotion workshop for division chairs and deans to help them support candidates on their campuses, increasing opportunities for professional development for faculty, and establishing a new senator workshop to support new faculty senators. On September 11th, the Executive Committee met again to discuss progress on these issues and to discuss again the agenda for the meeting today. Notably, the chair of the USC Columbia Faculty Senate, Dr. Augie Grant, who could not be with us today, did attend that meeting and shared that he seeks ways for both of our Senates to work together. And at least one issue that we'll be working on this year is acquiring open access to Columbia's electronic library resources for Palmetto College faculty. The recommendation was to form an ad hoc committee to work on this issue in conjunction with the Columbia Senate. Members of the Executive Committee also met with the Palmetto College Board of Visitors to report on the many accomplishments of our faculty, staff, students, alumni, and administrators on the regional campuses and in Palmetto College. And from our meeting this morning, the Executive Committee is considering and inquiring into the handling of motions that have been passed by the Senate and are pending approval by the Board of Trustees. Any questions? That concludes my report that I will email to me.
Thank you, Melody, for that report. Next, we have the report from the Palmetto College campus's faculty manual liaison officer, Andy Engst.
Hello. The largest issue is that the changes that have been proposed to the manual, I guess going back a year and a half now, did not get through administration to the Board of Trustees for approval in the spring. So all that business is sort of still on the table to go up this fall. Related to that, the chain that these things seems to go through historically is we send things to our chancellor, then the provost, then the president, then the Board of Trustees. This appears to not be written down explicitly anywhere. Over the course of the next year, I'm going to take a look at seeing if we should write that process down officially in the manual. I have two factual corrections that I'd like to make to the manual. I'm going to tell you what they are and then talk about what we want to do with them. One of them, there's a section of the manual titled Representation on USC Faculty Special Advisory Committees. That should be changed to USC Special Advisory Committees. The Columbia faculty organization has two types. One of them is faculty, one of them is special advisory. This is talking about special advisory. I want to delete the word faculty. The other is on page 25, we have a summary of teaching evaluations data set with a sample chart. The sample chart has the wrong number of questions. I want to change it to have not specify the right number of questions, just whatever is appropriate instead of saying the specific number. I ran it through the Executive Committee. We're comfortable classifying these as just typos and making the change without going through a motion. I want to ask this room if anybody wants it to be made into a motion. I have a motion ready to go if we want to move it instead. Are we comfortable with that by unanimous?
It has to be a motion, right? Just whether it's substantive or not is the issue, right?
The issue of whether it's substantive is separate from if it is a motion to change the manual, then we can't vote on it today unless we have a two-thirds majority.
The argument is but doesn't require a faculty senate vote. Is it the change in manual per se? Is it the technical correction?
Yeah. Are we comfortable making this type of change without a motion at all?
Are there any objections to going to the technical correction? Just fixing it.
Okay. Hearing none, I will fix it. I'll give you another chance at new business, maybe. No. The last thing. Last note I was going to make, if you are a faculty member who gets into a disagreement with your administration, if you're an administrator who gets into a disagreement with your faculty, why don't you check the faculty manual? And if the faculty manual isn't clear, why don't you send me an email and let me know that what it says is not clear? This is my job. I'm glad to do it. That is all.